Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, for sponsoring this and all of our episodes. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I am Megan Nippard. I'm here because I have my business, which is Cabbage Creations. I was on the show like almost a year ago at this point.
Yeah.
I have my shop down that corridor.
Right.
I have a lot more now than I did before.
Okay.
But yeah.
So tell us about your business from last time. So you were making jewelries and different art pieces with bones.
Yes, rocks and bones.
Rocks and bones. So are you still, that's still the thing?
Yeah, so I still have like this one here is rocks and bones.
Okay.
I have a good amount down there. Since last time, I have gotten two full skeletons. One is a ringtail lemur, the other is a white-thighed hornbill. So I have a lot of stuff, including those bones.
Okay.
So I have a lot of things down there. All of my necklaces right now are 50% off. So there's a good chunk.
Yeah.
And they're all rocks, bones. Some have wire wrapping. Some are made with epoxy clay. So all different designs, all very handmade.
Right.
And yeah.
Cool. And last time you were doing quite well on TikTok and you were doing like TikTok lives and moving merchandise like that.
Yes.
Are you still utilizing that platform?
I am. I did have to take a quick break. Some mental health stuff was going on last year with a lot of stress from overworking myself.
Mm-hmm.
Over the summer, I did manage to bring myself back into a better headspace, managed to get back into doing live sales. I am doing them once a month now.
Okay.
And now I'm kind of getting back into the groove of it. I was taking a break.
Right.
Kind of between like November and June.
Okay.
It was an unplanned break.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting back into it. I'm doing better there.
There we go.
And yeah.
Cool. So are you still liking that platform in general? Like we're on all different types of platforms for the show. So
yeah.
I'm always interested to hear people's viewpoints on which platforms they're on, which they use, like what's the benefits?
Yeah, I find TikTok like it's been, it's not as like poppin' as it was,
right.
But it's definitely still a really big platform. Yeah. I still find it pretty beneficial to use.
Yeah.
I still find the community that I was a part of, like still kind of am a part of,
yeah.
Is definitely still there.
Yeah.
I think it's more so like the economy is like difficult. And
yeah.
I think crystals were a big fad for a while.
Yeah.
And I think it's starting to die down.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people are struggling to sell, like, actual, like, physical crystals. Like, jewelry's a little bit more different.
Right.
But I think actual crystals themselves are becoming less of a marketable thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Oh, very interesting about crystals. Especially, like, I always thought it was, I think it's neat how different platforms can push different products.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a big user of TikTok as, like, a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And we post our stuff on TikTok, but, like, we're not big on that platform.
Yeah.
But, like, you've had huge success on that platform and from an early start point as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny because when I got, like, big on TikTok, it was from a video that, like, I didn't everyone says, like, oh, I didn't expect this video to blow up. I didn't.
Right.
It was, like, the stupidest video ever, and it was, like, something that, honestly, I didn't want to blow up.
Right.
And it was, like, it wasn't even related to, like, anything crystal-related, because I didn't start my business until after.
That's right.
So I, like, was just posting videos to be, like, stupid.
Yeah.
To be, like, funny, and, like, for, like, my friends.
Right.
And it somehow got, like, 4 million views, or, like, 3 million views, I don't know.
Right.
And it still gets views and comments to this day.
Wild.
And I filmed it in, like, 2021. And I'm like, this video, I don't understand. And that video itself gained me, like, 4,000 followers. And then from there, I just kind of, like, got more. And I was like, why?
Why? That's right.
But, like, that kind of got me, like, the bigger platform. And then I kind of found the community within that.
Yeah. Neat, because it's interesting, like, how do you navigate, like, success is what it comes down to, right? Like, it's a very new frontier of, like, potential earning of capital.
Yeah, and especially with TikTok, it's, like, it's so niche, and, like, it's such a weird, like, algorithm that you can get a video that gets, like, 10,000 views, and then a video that gets 100 views, and then
That's
a
right.
video that gets a million views, and
That's
then... Like, and they're so short. Some of them can be long now, but, like, at the time, it was, like, your videos are 10 seconds.
Right.
And it was, like, what are you gonna, like...
Yeah.
It's just, you're trying to...
Yeah.
Make a funny video.
That's right. What's that platform you used to love? Vine.
Vine. Oh, my gosh. Vine was so good. I miss Vine.
Vine was the OG.
Yeah.
I love Vine.
Yeah.
I was always on Vine. Like, I loved TikTok again because I was, like, I love Vine.
Yeah.
Vine ruined our generation's attention span.
Oh, 100%.
You can fit a movie into a 7-second clip. What is
it was 6 seconds.
Everybody else doing it.
Yeah. So my question is, do you guys remember Tumblr?
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I never...
Look at me. Do you think I remember Tumblr?
I never understood how that one works.
You write a post, and then you...
You ever see a blog or a forum?
Yeah, but I was just...
Were you ever on MySpace?
I was never on MySpace.
I'm too young for MySpace, but, like, I heard about MySpace.
That's right.
I feel like that was similar. I don't know. I
Tumblr just
MySpace.
Looked like a bunch of websites to me. I'm like, okay, everybody has, like, a website.
No,
it was a blog.
Yeah.
It's just a long-form blog that you could follow people on.
Yeah.
You could follow other people's blogs.
Yeah, I guess it's because I'm not, like, a reader.
Yeah.
That I'm just, like...
Pictures. It was all pictures.
Yeah.
I remember it was
that all too. Pictures and, like, GIFs.
I'm pretty good at, like, getting most social media, but Tumblr was one that, like,
because it was, like, your blog, and then you, like, you reblog stuff. So then you're like, oh, this person's funny. So you, like, reblog it.
That's right. It was like, really, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that one from a social media standpoint, because I didn't or couldn't ever wrap my head
Tumblr
around
Tumblr was the best.
Now, you weren't on MySpace. That's impossible.
I was too young. I never did MySpace.
Yeah.
Because,
like, even when I was younger, like, I was around for when Facebook started. We used to use something called ICQ. It was just, like, a messenger app. It was so rudimentary.
Like, we did, like, what was it called? Like, MSN?
MSN, bro.
Yeah, I had, like, MSN when I was in, like, grade 4.
Yeah. Technology's wild on how it keeps moving forward.
We had, like, Kik and, like, Omegle.
Yeah.
Where, like, the groomers were.
Right.
I can't say that.
So now you're working with kids.
Yes.
What do they use? What are, like...
Roblox and TikTok. And even though they shouldn't really be on TikTok because you're supposed to be, like, 12, they're always, like, talking about it. A lot of them are on Roblox.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I think that's crazy because, like, there's, like, a chat feature there. And, like, you don't know who's on there.
That's right.
And, like,
that's
as someone who grew up with the internet...
Yeah.
I don't trust... Like...
Yeah.
I think that it shouldn't be, like, too as accessible as it is to the kids.
Yeah, it's
because, like, that's going to mess them up. It probably already has.
Yeah.
I'm like, it messed me up.
Oopsie,
sorry, it's 6:30. That means time to take my meds.
Hey, nice. Okay.
They're all, like, on Roblox. Like, they're playing their little games on that.
Right.
And it's, like, I guess it's a bunch of different games. I've never played Roblox.
Oh, I've seen it.
I thought it was like Minecraft, and then I was like, wait, it's a bunch of like different games where there's like spooky ones and there's like little like kitty ones and it's like, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's wild. So you see the kids, those are their like social media apps.
Yeah. And they're also big on Among Us when that was a thing.
What's Among Us?
You don't know Among Us?
Do you know
in like 2020, Among Us was a big thing. Even the grade ones were like obsessed with it. It was like killing people. Well, it was killing each other.
Is it a show?
No, it was a game.
Among Us?
Yeah.
Oh, never heard of it.
You're about to get so much hate.
Yeah, maybe. Listen.
You're about to be canceled
for
that.
Yeah, there's like a lot of stuff that happens on this show. Like, we have people that have like reached out to us, be like, Elliot, you I love how you pretend you don't know about things.
You pretend
like, it's
you
so
don't
cute.
Know about
like, you make the guests feel at home because you do that. And I'm just like, I am pretending I don't know about things. So Among Us is a video game. Like, what happens in this game?
They're on a spaceship, okay. And there's an imposter, and you gotta, like, vote the imposter off the spaceship, and then they get, like, kicked out, and the imposter kills everyone.
Okay.
So, like, you see him, like, decapitate people.
Right.
But, like, they're, like, these little, like, you have to have seen the thing.
No, well, I might have seen, like,
you've seen, like, the little, like,
them.
They're like little dome people with like little backpacks.
You guys are gonna have
with
to
like
show
two
me
legs.
Afterwards.
They don't have arms.
Yeah.
But I don't know, then how do they kill people?
Yeah,
I forget.
So what do you play this on? Like on your
mobile
phone?
PC.
Yeah.
A mobile or PC?
Mobile.
Mobile or PC? Oh, phone. Okay, so it's not like by
the kids play them on their iPads because they're kids.
Yeah. Wild. No, I never heard about that one. Now you're going to have to show me what that's about.
That's insane. Yeah. It was everywhere.
Yeah, that's cool. No,
I mean, I guess it was 2020 where, like, people weren't everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
So with your stuff at the corridor, like you said, you've grown your footprint.
Yeah.
How, like, with the new change, was that because you were put in a new place? Do you find, like, you're pushing more product and that's why you took a bigger physical footprint? Like, how did that all happen for
you? I found, like, so kind of like when I really burnt myself out and was like taking like a little break, I didn't make a lot,
right?
And I was, it had partially like to do with like not having time and not having like the motivation, but it was also like I didn't know what to make because at one point I stopped making for myself and tried making for like, well, what are other people gonna like? But like that's something that I was like, well, that's not what I want to do. I want to make things that like I want to make.
That's right.
And if it sells, it sells. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
That's right.
And so I started making stuff that like I found fun, and I found like if I saw this in store, I would want to buy it.
Right.
Because like, yeah, I have a really niche style, and like, sure, other people might not want to buy it, but I'm sure a lot of people also have that niche style because obviously there are people, at least online, that do enjoy it.
That's right.
So who knows if they're in this town.
Yeah.
If they're not, I'll sell online. But
that's
if they are, that's great.
That's
because there's not a lot of things like this in this town.
That's right.
So then it will have, like, the people who want to buy this stuff.
Yeah.
They'll have a place to go.
Yeah.
But it's like, I got into, like, the epoxy clay so I could, like, actually make more intricate designs that I couldn't do with the wire.
Right.
Or, like, I tried making bigger things and smaller things. And then I made, like, I started making crystal candy, which is, like, the people who go to, like, raves and stuff, they have these really intricate beaded bracelets that they trade with each other.
Elliot knows all about candy.
Yeah.
I got a bunch.
So I really love the designs of them. So I started making some with my crystal beads.
Cool.
And I've already sold some of them online. Like, they're really big hit with my people on my live sales. And I'm hoping to bring it to the store soon.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at getting some, like, I'm working on getting some other necklace designs in, like, chain-wise. I do have a body chain down there that I've had since I first had my stuff down there.
Yeah.
But it hasn't sold yet, I guess. Like, people aren't into that kind of stuff. I am.
Yeah.
But I'm looking into getting more things like that just because I think it's more fun and unique.
Yeah.
And I like that kind
That's
of stuff.
That's right. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. We should talk about it a little bit more. I know we started off before we started filming about the rave we're throwing, but you should like make something and you could like sell it there.
Yeah.
Like bracelets and stuff, because candies are like a big component of them. Like I don't have that many. You have way, way, way more than me.
Yeah, we probably have like a 300 candy
collection. Really?
Yeah.
I really got into the flower design. Mm-hmm. So I made a lot of flower.
Those are the thick bracelets, not just the one line, right?
Yeah.
Cuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a bunch that are like little flowers going around.
Cool.
I have some that are like bracelet and then like some like things connecting and then another bracelet. Like they're pretty intricate. but they're pretty dope, if I do say so myself.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Yeah. So with the passion for the art, like, where does it come from in regards to, like, what inspires you to make what you like? Like you said, I'm making it for me. When you were making it for others, fair enough, I could understand where you come from your path. But when you're making it for yourself, where are those creative ideas coming from?
I am a big, like, artistic person. I love, like, creating things and, like, just art in general. Like, I love drawing. I love painting. I love, like, just creating. That was a big thing when I started with, like, the sphere stands. Like, I would make, like, I made my friend a frog sphere stand because she liked ugly frogs, and I was like, I'm gonna make this as ugly as possible.
Right.
So, like, I like doing, like, the unique things.
Yeah.
Just because I'm, like, this, like, looking at stores and stuff, like, especially, like, big companies, you see, like, the picture-perfect things that, like, everyone wants, and it's, like, oh, like, the modern designs, and it's, like, cookie-cutter things.
Right.
And I'm, like, cool. It's pretty.
Yeah.
But I want something that looks like a 5-year-old made it.
Right.
And then someone else just, like, smoothed it out, kind of.
Yeah.
That's like, cool. I love, like, just unique things that are really, like, that have, like, kind of a story behind it, but also, like, you can kind of make your own story with
right,
it.
Right, right. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this has been fascinating. You got to come back and chat with us again, but we're out of time.
Of course we are.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'm going to plug a new tattoo shop in town, Espada Inc., they are down by Town Hall, where Town Hall used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Down by, like, Thrifty Duchess and stuff.
Club Rewind, where the rave is happening.
Yeah. Espada Inc., Rye Clavering. Love him. He did some really good tattoos on me. Love him. Go check him out. He's booking now in November. Shout out to him.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.